Hey guys, welcome to another edition of the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. This is Bobby McGraw. I'm one of the pastors here at the church, and we are honored. We really are. We're honored that you take some time and join us on the podcast each weekday, where we spend about 5 or so minutes a day, and our hope is they would be encouraging to you. And if there's ever anything we can join you in praying for, please feel free to drop us an email at prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. Again, that's just prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. Well, today is the National Day of Prayer. This is a day that's been set aside for a long, long time, and it's an opportunity for us to pray intentionally. And so I want to invite you to join us in that today. We have an on-demand video that you can join, and you can join some leaders from our community to pray for some specific things. So swing by our Facebook page, swing by our social media accounts, and you'll find the links there. We'd love for you to take a few moments today to be part of it. Well, in that vein, I want to talk about the secrets to answered prayer. In Nehemiah chapter 1, it says, "Then Nehemiah said, O Lord, God of heaven, the great and the awesome God who keeps his covenant of unfailing love with those that love him and obey his commands, listen to my prayer." And then he prays. He says, "I confess that we've sinned against you. Please remember what you told your servant Moses. If you are unfaithful to me, I will scatter you among the nations. But if you return to me, and if you obey my commands, and if you live by them, then if you are exiled to the ends of the earth, I will bring you back to the place I have chosen for my name to be honored." Then he concludes this prayer by saying, "Please grant me success today by making the king favorable to me. Put it into his heart to be kind to me." And so here are 4 secrets to answered prayer that I read recently that I saw, and I thought, man, these are powerful. Number one, base your request on God's character. In other words, pray like you know God will answer you. I'm expecting you to answer this prayer because it's who you are. You're a faithful God. You're a great God. You're a loving God. You're a wonderful God. You can handle this problem. Number two, confess the sins that you're aware of. When you read this prayer from Nehemiah 1, he based his prayer on who God is, and then he confesses his sin. He said, "Man, we have sinned." Now, honestly, it wasn't Nehemiah's fault that Israel went into captivity. He wasn't even born yet, but he was most likely born into captivity, and yet he includes himself in the national sins. He says, "I've been part of the problem." Number three, claim the promises of God. Nehemiah, as he prayed, said to the Lord, "I want you to remember what you told your servant Moses." Now, that's amazing to me, saying, "God, would you remember?" Nehemiah was reminding God of a promise that he had made to the nation of Israel. In effect, he's saying, "God, you warned through Moses that if we're unfaithful, we would lose the land. But you also promised that if we would repent, you'd give it back to us." Does God need to be reminded? I don't think so. Does he forget? Absolutely not. Why do we do this then? Because it helps us remember what he's promised. So number one, base your prayer on God's character. Number two, confess the sins that you're aware of. Number three, claim the promises of God. And here's the last one. Number four, be specific in what you ask for. If you want specific answers to prayer, then make specific requests. If your prayers consist of generalities, how would you know if they're answered? Nehemiah, he didn't hesitate. He prayed for success. He was bold when he prayed for success. I think a good definition of success is fulfilling God's purpose for my life in faith, in love, and in the power of the Holy Spirit and expecting the results from God. And that's what Nehemiah is doing. He's not praying selfishly. He's not praying for something that's only about him. He's praying for God's favor to do God's work on this earth. Man, if you can't ask God to make you successful in what you're doing, then maybe you should be doing something else. God does not want you to waste your life. So I want to invite you, over these next few moments, would you stop and would you pray? And as you pray, would you say, "God, I am basing this prayer on your character, on who you are. God, I'm confessing the sin that I know about in my life. God, I'm claiming your promises. And God, I'm asking very specifically." Why? Because specific prayers get specific results. Well, hey, that's all the time we have for today's weekday podcast. Again, swing by our social media accounts. We'd love for you to be part of today's National Day of Prayer. It's going to be a fantastic day, and what a wonderful time for us to stop and pray. Well, I hope you have a great rest of your day today, and we look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow for another edition of the Weekday Podcast, and then this Sunday for a fantastic weekend here at 9:30 or 11. Or if you can't be here in person, you can always tune in live at live.sugarhill.church. Have a great day. We'll see you soon.